I'm Rob Ryan with Doing Good in Our Neighborhood, where we feature organizations, individuals, businesses, and groups that do good for others. I'm talking to Bill Neibauer, the founder of the Tim Orth Memorial Foundation, about, well, one of their big fundraisers coming up. And we're going to remind you just why the Tim Orth Memorial Foundation is one of the Loon's favorite foundations to support in this area. It's because, well, Bill, we say it's local and it's for the kids.
Right. And every dollar that we raise, we give back to the kids.
Right. That's a lot of dollars over the years.
Yeah, we've been doing this. This is our 30th year, and we've raised a lot of money. We've helped hundreds of family kids, and it's just fun to do. It's fun to see what we can pull off every year. It's fun to see who we can get to come and volunteer their time. And this year we have definitely a lot of people coming.
Yes, it's the 30th anniversary, as you said, and through the years you've raised and given away millions of dollars locally.
Yes.
To help out many families and many kids going through some tough times. The big news we want to get out is the Jam the Gym night is going to be in Hector, Saturday, March 29th.
Yeah, we moved it to Hector. Bigger facility, more seating available. We've done it at Bold for Bird Island and Bold for 29 years. It's just that, you know, we all grow in that where BLHS has more seating. And then, of course, you can stand up on top, look all the way around. So everybody will have a good view of what happens because we have such good entertainment coming from all over the United States and people like to see it.
Run down some of the entertainment, just some of the entertainment.
Well, you know, we have like the Rim Rockers from the Milwaukee Bucks, and we also have, and they're a dunk team. They dunk off tramps, and we have the Utah Jazz, you know, people from there that come and they dunk off tramps too. You know, the Utah Jazz Bear, and we have Lucky from the Boston Celtics, who actually is the number one dunker in the world. He won that title. The one of the crowd favorites is the Fargo Moorhead Acro team, you know, gymnast kids that travel, do all NBA games and college games, and fantastic to watch. You know, we have a guy named Shell Pop Higgins who does halftime shows. We have, this year we got some new ones that aren't on the poster. One's a bucket drummer from New York, and he does, again, halftime shows in the NBA. You know, and of course there's posters out, but you know, we have much, much more that we do at the events and a lot of things that we just throw together, and I mean, children love it, you know, adults love it. It's just a fun thing to come to.
It's a fantastic family event. It's entertaining for everybody, you know.
Right. And we do a lot of things. We also have a boys and girls game from area athletes, and they compete against each other. You know, then, you know, the quarter breaks, halftime breaks, between games, you know, that's when all the entertainment, and you just never know what the mascots are. I think there's like 8 or 9 coming this year, and you just never know when they interrupt the games and do things.
It's just continual action.
Yeah, the whole night, yeah.
Yeah, so now on the 29th, Saturday, March 29th, doors will open at 3.
Doors open at 3 o'clock.
All right. Correct. And then opening ceremony at 4:30.
Yeah, we do an open ceremony, which we get all the recipient families that we're helping, and some of the past ones come, and then, you know, we just do a little ceremony for them. It's pretty cool what we usually plan, and people enjoy it.
Now, the Jam the Gym events, very important for the Tim Orth Memorial Foundation. Why don't you tell us how important this is?
Well, we started this, you know, 30 years ago by a boy named Tim Orth, and you know, when we did it the first year, we just thought it's going to just do it for this local athlete that I was coaching. And he passed away, so we just kept going, and we just kept doing it and doing it, not knowing that we were going to do that, but it just was a success. And like I said, we've raised millions of dollars now that we can give away, but we also do a large area. We do 3 of these a year. So we do one in, you know, the Glencoe Hutch area, one in the Winthrop, New Ulm, Sleepy Eye area, and then one at the Bold area.
Okay. Now, just again, I know we've talked in the past about this, but just a few things that your organization, your foundation helps kids and their families in this area.
Right. We do strictly medical expenses. You know, people get behind, and they get behind on their bills and they get behind on their, you know, paying, you know, for medical stuff. You know, sometimes it's medical needs, you know, maybe they need wheelchairs or they need certain beds or stuff like that. So we do, you can go online and check us out, you know, www.timorthfoundation.org, and you can see what we do. And there's applications for people that need help. We have 22 families this year that we're helping. Again, it's in less than a month. So,
yeah. Now, you can also find out how you can help out and volunteer.
Right.
Because this is all volunteer.
Right.
Nobody's making a buck on this.
Nobody. Even the entertainment that comes, you know, they all volunteer their time. And that's what's a neat thing. You know, years ago when we started this, we just started with Crunch from the Timberwolves. And he came, and next thing you know, we got a couple more and a couple more. So then they go tell their friends, and then they talk them into coming to Bird Island. So, again, now it's in Hector. But, so that's how we grew so fast. And although it's a long time, this is our 30th year, we get a lot accomplished.
Yeah. And if you can't make it on the 29th, you can donate on your website. You can find out all the information you need to donate and help out.
You can find out on our website. We also are having people selling raffle tickets. And then we also have a silent auction, which we have lots of sports memorabilia that will be, you know, silent auction off there. And there's always some way to donate. And yes, you can go online and see our website and donate through that.
I'm Rob Ryan with Bill Niebauer, the founder of the Tim Orth Memorial Foundation. If you know of an organization, individual, group, business, or others doing good in our neighborhood, let me know by emailing rob@kkln.com. We're here to help the helpers.